exalted Suniti,
Puraha,
before, Janina,
by airplane,
Gachatim,
going forward.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The great associates of Vaikuntha Loka, Nanda and Sunanda, could understand the mind of Dhruva Maharaj, and thus they showed him that his mother, Suniti, was going forward in another plane. Please repeat after me. The great associates of Vaikuntha Loka,
Nanda and Sunanda,
could understand the mind of Dhruva Maharaj. And thus they showed him that his mother Suniti was going forward in another plane. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, the incident proves that the Shiksha or Diksha Guru, who has a disciple who strongly executes devotional service like Dhruva Maharaj, can be carried by the disciple even though the instructor is not as advanced. Although Suniti was an instructor of Dhruva Maharaj, she could not go to the forest because she was a woman, nor could she execute austerities and penances as Dhruva Maharaj did. Still, Dhruva Maharaj was able to take his mother with him. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also delivered his atheistic father, Hiranyakashipu. The conclusion is that a disciple can, or that an offspring who is a very strong devotee can carry with him to Vaikuntha Loka either his father, mother, or Shiksha or Diksha Guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, "If I could perfectly deliver even one soul back home, back to Godhead, I would think my mission, propagating Krishna consciousness, to be successful." The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading now all over the world, and sometimes I think that even though I am crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples become as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he'll be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada is the perfect example of humble disposition. Trinagopi Suniti. The Jagat Guru who is delivering the whole world, he is thinking that his disciples will get it. But we learn a nice good lesson from here. Prabhupada said that if the instructor is not so advanced, if the guru sometimes may not be very advanced, so if the guru is not so advanced but his disciple achieves spiritual perfection and goes back to Godhead, then the guru gets the credit for that. Krishna rewards him. So that is what Nanda and Sunanda indicated to him. That is how Dhruva Maharaj felt about his mother. Why this happens? Because the disciple always feels grateful to his spiritual master. He recognizes that because of his spiritual master, he actually could make this spiritual advancement. And if he was not there, then he would have been suffering in this material nature. That is our condition. We can see, what was our situation. In most cases, we were quite miserable. Of course, maybe places like Ujjain is not that degraded, but the cities, especially the Western world, is very, very degraded. Very degraded. Their whole life, the whole structure, whole society is based on four sinful activities. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. The whole culture is based on that. They are building cities for gambling. And people go there to spend billions of dollars. They go there thinking that they will win, but they end up losing. There is a saying that in the biggest gambling centers and what's the name of that?
Las Vegas.
Good that I didn't remember that. Las Vegas. He says that there's a saying that in Las Vegas, coming to Las Vegas, no one became a millionaire, but many billionaires became paupers. So they go there to lose money. That's the illusion. They think that they will win, but they lose. Nobody wins. They may win for some time, but at the end of the day, they just end up losing everything. And then they have their system. Like if somebody is losing too much, they think he is cheating. So they beat him up and take away all his money. There has been cases like that. They have these gundas. The whole show is run by the gundas. Actually, sinful life, sinful arrangements are made by the gundas, or with the support of the gundas. Gambling, prostitution. It's another big business. And run by the gundas. Actually, the goal of human life is to become brahmachari. But the society has turned upside down. A man must learn how to retain his freedom, because there lies his purpose of life, goal of life. And sex life is only for procreation. But because in order to motivate people for procreation, Brahma arranged a little sense gratification. Some sense pleasure, just to motivate them. Otherwise people won't get involved in this procreation business, because it's a painful business. A man loses his semen, the most valuable essence of his body, and a woman has to suffer so much difficulties. Carry the baby in the womb and suffer the labor pain, which has been described is like death pain. Labor pain is like death pain. So who will get involved in this business? Normally, no one would get involved in this business of procreation. So in order to motivate them into procreation, Brahma arranged a little bit of sense pleasure, so that they will become attracted to that. And in today's society, what has happened? People are just caught up with the sense pleasure that is providing, but no intention for procreation. They are doing it just for the sake of sense gratification, sense pleasure. They don't want children, although the whole purpose is actually meant for children. And the society has become so degraded. Now, in countries like America, they are legalizing homosexual marriage. A man can marry another man. What's the purpose? The marriage is for procreation. Putrarthe kriyate bhagya vibaha. The marriage ceremony is to bring a man and woman together for procreation, to have children. Now, what's the power point in a man getting married to a man? So, but this is happening. And the political leaders are promoting these side of things. They're saying that to get the vote, because so many people have become homosexuals in countries like America, that the government is saying, yes, yes, that's good, legalizing it. So that these homosexuals will vote for them. Just to get their vote. Their government is allowing all kinds of things. And countries like India, they're following, they're imitating what America is doing. Like in India also, this is becoming a fashion. The attraction for the opposite sex is natural. That is nature's arrangement. Just positive and negative. Two charges, they have a tendency to become attracted to each other. Like positive ion is attracted to negative ion, or vice versa. Negative ion is attracted to positive ion. But when these two ions become together, then they stabilize. Otherwise, what happens with the atoms or the atomic particles, unless they get, they just keep on frantically moving. The electrons keep on frantically moving unless it finds a positron or a proton. Then when he finds the proton, it becomes peaceful. Similarly, it has been, by nature's arrangement, it has been like a woman is naturally attracted to a man, or a man is attracted to a woman. And a man frantically searches for a woman until he finds one. But when he finds one, then he is peaceful. That is the family life. And then, the purpose of family life is to procreate. When we were young, we used to hear the elderly members of the family would bless the women as become the mother of 100 children. And we used to have a big laugh. I become the mother of 100 children. But nowadays, no children. And that's causing such a big problem in countries, in European countries. Because they are not getting married. In Europe, in countries like Germany, France, and other countries, UK also, the Europeans, the actual residents of that country, they're so much into sense gratification that they don't get married, because marriage is a problem. Marriage has become a problem, actually. That's another thing. Like, if they get married, and then if they get separated, then their wealth is going to become divided into. Like, if the man is very wealthy, and the woman gets married, then the woman after divorce will have the claim of half the property, half the wealth. Or vice versa, not only man, if the woman is wealthy, then the man will get half the wealth. So they think, like, it's a big risk. So they are not getting married. And marriage has other problems, that they're stuck for life, Bhagavatam actually describes that. The married life will be just based on sex life. The moment there is some sexual incompatibility, they'll become separated. Or if the man becomes attracted to some other man, other woman, she will now hide. So the whole society is in a big turmoil now. Like, as a result of that, they don't have the youth force because they are not producing children. And there is no youth. And as a result of that, they are finding the structure, the society is in a great calamity. Because, you see, the old elderly people, they get their social benefits. When they retire, they get social benefits. And the social benefit is generated from the revenue that the youth are generating in the form of tax. The government is getting tax because the youth are involved in working, and this is how they are actually supporting the old community, elderly community. So as a result of that, what they are doing now, they are actually getting people from all different other countries. Like Germany is getting people from Turkey. France is getting people from North America. And as a result of that, in those countries, the Muslim population has become very, very strong. In Paris, there are more Muslims than Frenchmen. In Germany, very soon there will be more Turks than the Germans. So then what will happen? Now it's a democratic world. In democratic world, what actually counts? The vote, number of votes. So what will happen? Very soon they will lose the grip over their own country. The French people will not be ruling over France. The Moroccans and Tunisians will be ruling over France. Turks will be ruling over Germany. It's only a matter of time. It's all because sense gratification. They're getting some momentary pleasure. For the sake of some momentary pleasure, they're creating such a big crisis for the whole nation. And this is Kali Yuga. Everything turns upside down. So that's why Vedic culture is so important. What Vedic culture teaches? Vedic culture teaches that man should become a brahmachari and women should become a sati. Sati means a chaste wife. Man should learn how to control his senses and women should learn how to loyally follow her husband. So that is the real human culture. The other day I was in a program in Indore organized by the prestige group of Prestige Institute of Management and Research. And in that there was one ambassador, ex-ambassador of India, Mr. N. Jain. And during his speech, he just mentioned that democracy democracy is full of flaws. Or democracy, he's mentioning that democracy is not the perfect system. But what else do you have? In this society, democracy is the best system they have. He was mentioning about the ills of capitalism. Capitalism is very bad. It breeds selfishness. Therefore, actually, there are different systems. Originally, the world used to be ruled by the monarchs. That was the original system was monarchy. The kings used to rule. Then king means kshatriyas. Then the power actually changed. From kshatriya, it came to vaishyas. when the Kshatriyas were not there, the Vaishyas started to rule. And that Vaishya ruling is capitalism. When the Vaishyas dominate, capitalism prevails. But the capitalism also has its defect. Therefore, they found democracy. But democracy is an intermediary system. You see, from Kshatriya, originally the society was ruled by the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas used to rule by the guidance of the Brahmanas. Therefore, the Brahmanas actually used to rule. Because it's through their guidance that the society was being managed. Kshatriyas used to execute the wills of the Brahmanas they used to rule according to the advice of the Brahmanas. So, due to the age of Kali, due to the influence of Kali, the Kshatriya ruling has been eradicated. Because when the Kshatriyas did not take the advice of the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas became independent. And independent Kshatriyas naturally became tyrannical. They become extremely tyrannical. They become tyrants. The term for that was despot. Despot means the king would do whatever he would want to do. So the despots, in countries like France, they were exploiting people so badly that they revolted against the king. The French Revolution. And they slaughtered all the royal family members. Anybody who had any link with the royal family, they killed them in guillotine. They slaughtered them, chopped their heads. And they found the rule by the people, not by the king anymore, rule by the people. By the people, for the people, of the people. And that's how they got this democracy. Original democracy actually started in England. Oliver Cromwell, he revolted against the ruling class. And France actually accepted that system because they brought in democracy. But this democracy is for the people. Now, the Kshatriyas are gone, Vaishyas, if the Vaishyas are not given a chance, then who is left in the society? People, the mass. Who is the mass? The mass is Sudra. So in this age, it has become a Sudra ruling. And democracy is a part of Sudra ruling which eventually goes into communism or socialism. By the people would eventually lead to communism. And we have seen, fortunately, communism has collapsed. But by getting rid of communism, another thing has come up. Like all the communist countries are becoming capitalistic countries. Russia is more capitalistic than America today. America at least has some sense of democracy. And same thing is happening in China. But this communism is gone, but it brought some material prosperity in the world. So that's why they are thinking, well, democracy is very good. Because here everybody is enjoying. Everybody is rich. But everybody may be rich with a material possession, but spiritually they all have become bankrupt. And as a result of that, the world will see another kind of calamity. That calamity will be acute scarcity of the real necessities of life. There will be scarcities of food. There will be scarcity of water. They are actually struggling to get energy through oil. And oil has become the most important thing. Because when you run the factories, you need energy. And when you supply things, you need communication. Like these factories and communication system is running with oil. The whole system is actually based on oil. And therefore there are wars for the sake of oil. Everybody knows why America attacked Iraq. Just to get the control over oil. And now Iraq, prior to that, attacked Kuwait. Oil. And America followed the suit. In that pretext they attacked Iraq. And now anyway, now the wars are going on for oil, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. But the experts are forecasting that soon a time will come when the wars will be for water. Because the world will not have enough water. The water resources are being burnt out. So, and now the world is already seeing the crisis of food. There is not going to be enough food. The actually basic need is food. Therefore, the Vedic culture is based on Krishi Goraksha, food and cow protection, because cows will provide us with everything that we need. We don't need oil, but we need cow. Like transport, cultivation, energy that is needed comes from cows, the bulls. And the food comes from cows, milk and milk products. The cow's manure, cow dung, is the best fertilizer. So the land will become fertilized by cow dung. And as a result of that, there will be abundance of food. The cows will give milk. Just take grass, which is abundantly available. We don't have to cultivate grass. Grass grows naturally. The cows eat grass and gives milk. No expense, all profit. That's the cow business. And bulls will give the energy. But of course, with bull power, you cannot run factories. With bull power, you can husk the rice, you can crush the seeds to get oil. All these necessities of life will come naturally from that. But with bull power, you cannot make computers and iPhones. For that, you need oil power. But that system is going to collapse. But as a result of that, what is happening? The world is becoming dry. And what they're doing? They're cultivating land in order to feed the pigs and cows to eat their flesh. And 1 pound of flesh of an animal, in order to produce, one needs something like 1,000 pounds or 100 pounds of natural food. Like 100 pounds of grains produces 1 pound of flesh. Now, how much one can get, how many people can survive on 1 pound of meat? But how many people can feed 100 pounds of grain? So this is how they lost sight of the real prosperity, and they're just causing so much damage. And also, the world is in a very, very critical situation actually. The fertilizers the chemical fertilizers are yielding, giving a bumper crop. The field that will produce, say, 100 kilos through artificial fertilizer, they are probably getting 150 kilos. But they don't realize that by doing that, they are actually burning out the soil. Then they are getting this hybrid seeds. They produce more, but the problem is these hybrid seeds will not generate seeds anymore. You have to buy the seeds. Previously what used to happen? The farmer used to farm, and part of the food that he, for part of the grains would be used for consumption, and the part of the grains was kept for the seeds. Now, through the hybrid cultivation, that is not going to happen. With the hybrid cultivation, they won't germinate and produce other plants that will yield food or grains. So all these artificial arrangements are causing such crisis, which will become manifest very soon if no preventive measure is taken. So in all respects we can see like how this Kali Yuga arrangement is completely destroying this earth planet and the human society. So as I was saying, like democracy is not the perfect system, but what else do we have? Yes, we have a positive alternative. We have a system which is far better than democracy, which is the perfect arrangement, that is Varnashram system. So this Varnashram system is actually the perfect system. The human society has different types of people. Basically, the human society, in the human society, you find four kinds of people. Intellectuals, administrators, or warriors, traders, and workers. Every human society have these four kinds of people. There are some people, those who are intellectually inclined. There are some people, those who are into administration and control and using their power. The some people are there, those who are inclined towards trading. And some people who can't do anything, they can be engaged by others. So this is how the Vedic structure was. The structure of human society in the Vedic time was established. And it was done by Krishna himself. Chaturvarnam Maya Srishti. Krishna is saying that these four divisions have been created by him. Four kinds of people are there, therefore there should be four kinds of divisions. The Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. Brahmanas will be happy. The intellectually inclined people will be happy to go to some remote corner and cultivate their endeavor for knowledge. Pursue their endeavor, inclination to acquire knowledge. Forgetting the philosophically inclined individuals. There are people, may not be many, but people are there who are like that. When people are there, they like to fight, they like to control, they like to enjoy. Fine, do it. But a responsibility is given to them. If you want to enjoy, you have to protect. That's the kshatriya. Kshata trayate iti kshatriya. The one who gives protection. Fine, you want to enjoy and the price you pay is by giving protection. And then the Vaishyas, those who are in the mode of passion and ignorance, They want to enjoy, but they don't have the strength of the Kshatriyas who can fight and establish their right. So for them, there is this system of trading. Okay, you supply the needs of the society and you make profit, and with the profit you enjoy. With that, with money you enjoy. That is a Vaishya. A Kshatriya will not enjoy with money and by trading. Kshatriya will enjoy by grabbing. Whatever he wants, he'll go and get it. I want it. And if anybody wants to stop me, come fight with me. That's a Kshatriya spirit. Do you want a woman? I want this woman. If anybody wants to stop me, come fight with me. And this is how he'll win a woman, a princess. He wants a kingdom, he'll do the same thing. I want this kingdom. Give it to me or fight with me. And there will be a war. Whoever will win, that's why the system is for a Kshatriya, Birobhagga Vasundhara. Vasundhara, the earth planet, is meant to be enjoyed by the heroes, the powerful individuals, leaders. But the Vaishyas then do not have that kind of strength. Therefore, they make money by trading. They get something from one place, sell it in another place with profit. And they take something from this place and take it to another place and make profit. So this is how the Vaishyas make money, and they enjoy with money. Or they get whatever they want with money. And Sudras, they do not know what to do. They are in ignorance. Therefore they are koi nokri milega. So they look for a job to be engaged by others. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya will never take a job. So this is how we can see how today's world has become a Shudra world. Everybody is looking for a job. The whole education system is for getting a job. Big institute of management. But what is the purpose? Nokri milega. I have so much qualification. But I cannot be, I cannot employ myself. Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they will employ themselves. A Sudra needs to be employed by somebody else. So fine, there is no harm. But in that society, there is not going to be any unemployment. Brahmanas know how to get employed. Kshatriyas know how to get employed. Vaishyas know how to get employed. Only Sudras need employment. But what kind of employment? Not work in the factory. The real employment would be in the Vaidic society. Work in the field. Act as a servant of your master. And the master will take care of you. In this way, everybody has employment in the Vedic world. Because this employment is according to their propensity. Therefore it is said, in the age of Kali, even the Brahmanas will become Shudras. That means people, those who are Brahminically inclined, they also will go for a job. They also will look for a job. Like brilliant boys and girls, we are seeing very, very smart, very intelligent, very very qualified. But what they are doing, they want admission in IIT or IIM. But what is the purpose? The best brains of the society, they are going looking for a job. So this is the meaning. Asuddha Sudra Kalpahi Brahmana Kali Sambhava. Even the Brahmanas in the age of Kali will become like Sudras, looking for a job. They're Brahmanas. Qualification-wise, they're Brahmanas, Brahminical. They're intelligent, very, very sharp. But they're looking for a job. Why? Because the whole society is running after money. Why? Whole society is being controlled with money. And if you don't have money, you will starve. You will die. Therefore, they want to fit into the system. If I don't fit into the system, I'll starve. I will die. Why? Because they have created an absolutely artificial environment. They are not depending upon nature. They are depending upon all these artificial arrangements. Therefore, the Vedic culture is to take them back to nature. Vedic culture is promoting this back to nature. Go back to nature. There is no need for all these artificial arrangements. Yeah, as far as preaching is concerned, we'll use them. But ultimately, the purpose is to let people go back to nature. Because in nature, Mother Earth will provide everything in abundance and everybody will be happy. So that is the perfect arrangement for human society, Varnashram. Four Varnas and four Ashram. Human life also is divided into four stages. Students. A student means he must learn how to control his senses, Brahmachari. Then householder, Grihastha. Then Vanaprastha, retirement. You are in household life, now you retire. Children are grown up. You are getting old, you are not able to work so hard anymore. Now you retire, relax. Now start cultivating your spiritual knowledge. And then sannyas. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and sannyas. So this is the perfect arrangement for the human society. And that is what we are here for. The world doesn't know anything better than democracy. Therefore, they are holding on to democracy because they don't have any other idea. They don't have any other option. That's why we have to actually establish the Vedic culture. And that's why Varnashram is so important. In Varnashram society, everybody will be employed and everybody will be happy. And at the end of the day, at the end of their life, they all will achieve a higher goal. And the ultimate destination is spiritual sky. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
First is, here in this verse it describes, it is Vyavastham, the Vishnudas could understand the mind of Uttaro Maharaj even without him having to say anything externally. So how is it that they were so expert in understanding his mind? Like, see what is in general, how do they understand someone's mind without having to...
Well, the simple answer can be telepathy. And it's a science. It's a science means it is a natural thing. Like, don't we also see whether one is happy or unhappy just by seeing the person? Right? Now, this is how one actually learns to read the feelings of the other person, the activity of the mind. In a gross sense, we can read the mind just by seeing the face. Like, as I said, whether one is happy or unhappy, whether one is angry or peaceful. Right? So similarly, when one's perceptions becomes finer and finer, he can actually feel the other person's feelings or the way of his thinking.
In France and Germany, the Muslim population has overwhelming the majority. So So, the question is, like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Chand Kazi, his main objection was the cow's lotus. But except for that, it appears that, is it true that because of their strong religious practices, that's why they are getting this strength to actually spread so widely everywhere? Because they, you know, they are so punctual in their namaz and, you know, their rules and regulations. Except for the cow's lotus, it appears that very, very religious.
Anyway, time will tell. Don't forget the terrorists. I was told, I didn't see it myself. There was an interview, some people were interviewing in America. They're interviewing some Muslim leaders. And these Muslim people's point was that all the Muslims are not terrorists. So don't treat all the Muslims as terrorists. So the interviewer made the point that all the Muslims may not be terrorists, but all the terrorists are Muslims. And they are terrorizing the world. I mean, see what's happening in Pakistan. These terrorists, these people, they're torturing the Muslims. They're killing the Muslims. So can you imagine what they're going to do when they deal with non-Muslims? Their purpose is not to spread Islam. Their purpose is to just spread their own ideology, our own agenda. I won't call it ideology, it's their own agenda. So world is in a very, very precarious condition. It's true, there are good Muslims also, no doubt about that. We should not discriminate on the basis of religion, but at the same time, this group is posing a very, very big threat to the world today. Okay, let me take this. There are some questions on the internet. Ramananda Rai, Radha Desh, Guru Maharaj, when your divine guest joined ISKCON and your father seemed to not like that, you told him that you will be able to help him after death. Did you ever do something specific to help him? My parents are in a miserable condition. Should he not think about that and only perform devotional service? Yes, don't worry about them. You just continue to serve your render devotional service and Krishna will take care of them. Because of your sake, Krishna will take care of them. And there is no one knows how Krishna will benefit them. On your part, you just continue to serve. Again, another question from Ramananda. Mass revolutionary movements in Arabic countries have become very popular. Can our Harinam Sankirtan movement do that also now? Okay, yes, Krishna consciousness is revolution, but it's not a violent revolution, it's a peaceful revolution. It's a loving revolution that will spread through love, not through violence, not through terrorism. So revolutionary movements that are taking place, it's different types of revolution. Our revolution is taking place all over the world, not only in the Arabic countries. Girish from Gurgaon. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam Guru Maharaj. Is this the right forum to ask how can I control sex urges while in the Grihastha Ashram? Is yoga the answer? Yoga means, yes, yoga is the answer, but that yoga is bhakti yoga. You develop your love for Krishna, and you will become free from the tendency for sense gratification. You try to please Krishna's senses and engage all your senses to please Krishna's senses, and the higher taste that you will get from that, that will enable you to overcome the lower tastes. So that is our process. Param drishtva nivartante. Getting the higher taste, we conquer our lower taste. So Kollan B. Shikdar from Alachua. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. I am Kollan from San Jose, California. My question is, the people who are in the profession of teaching or researching, can they be called Brahmana according to their mode of act? Also, those who are establishing their own company, can they be called Vaishya, though they are also doing 9-to-6 jobs? Okay, Kallan, thank you very much for your very nice question. So, you are asking, the people, those who are in the profession of teaching or researching, can they be called Brahmanas according to their mode of act? Well, yes, they are obviously, they have higher intellectual ability. But the thing is, they don't fall in the category of Brahmana because they are doing the job. They are in the research, or they are, whatever they are doing is for the sake of getting the money. So that way, they are also Sudras. So, I mean, well, it may sound harsh, but the thing is, that's the reality. You see, a Brahmana will never take up a job. But unfortunately, the society has become so critically structured today that even the Brahminical persons are turning into Sudras. They are Brahminical, no doubt about that, because they are teaching. They are into research. They are into intellectual activities. But the thing is, look at their mentality. Like if they, the point is, if the company stops paying them, or if the institution stops paying them, will they continue with their job of research and teaching? So that shows whether they are really Brahmanas or Sudras. Actually, in today's society, the whole society is turning into Sudra. Prabhupada, therefore, has took it upon himself to establish the Brahminical community. So, in that sense, I will say that the real Brahmanas are the devotees of ISKCON. Those who are not working for this most important activity in the society for the sake of monetary gain. They are doing it for the benefit of the society. They are doing it for the benefit of uplifting the mankind. And they are doing it for their own spiritual advancement. And then you said, also those who are establishing their own company, can they be called Vaishya, though they are also doing 9-to-6 job? Well, they are not, yes, they are Vaishyas. They are kind of Vaishyas in the age of Kali, because they are establishing their own enterprise. They may be working from 9-to-6, or maybe sometimes they will work from even 7-to-11 actually. but they are doing it not because they are getting paid at the end of the week or at the end of the month, but they are doing it for making their own profit. So yes, they are Vaishyas, because they are entrepreneurs. They are establishing their own businesses. Abhishek from Indore base. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. My parents don't support my devotional life. But if we are doing devotional service, will our parents will spiritually benefit? Yes. Yes, they will benefit. That is called Ajnata Sukriti. Unconscious spiritual benefit. They themselves are not doing it themselves, they are not aware of it themselves, but they will get the benefit. It's something like when you have a health insurance policy for the whole family. Like when the family members become sick, they get the benefit of the insurance policy. Although they are not paying the premium every month. You are paying the premium. So in spiritual sense, you are rendering devotional service and they will get the benefit because they belong to the same policy. Rupa Gaur Das from Kuwait, Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranams, how can we make a shift from the modern life to Varnashram? For example, I am trained over 20 years to be an allopathic doctor, treating people with chemicals. Now, how can I fit in Varnashram? Oh, this is, yeah, okay, right. Hare Krishna, Rupa Gaur Prabhu, thank you very much. We miss you in Ujjain. So one of the things that you can do to establish Varnashram is come back to Ujjain. And help us in this process of establishing Varnashram. So, you see, whatever your profession is, whatever your occupation is, just try to help spread this movement. This movement is going to establish real Varnashram in this world today. Individually, we won't be able to do very much. But if we support this movement, then just as drops of water fill up the ocean, small little endeavors from different thousands and multitude will create a remarkable change in the world situation. So that is the best way to help establish Varnashram. You carry on what you are doing, but with your endeavor, keep supporting Srila Prabhupada's movement. So Abhinav Agarwal, Delhi, Hare Krishna Maharaj, Pranam, how is Krishna and Rama different? Actually, there is no difference. It's the same person. Krishna is the Leela Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Ramchandra is his incarnation, is his expansion. Their expansions are of two kinds. The expansions and expansions of expansions. But it's the same. There's no difference between the original personality of Godhead and his expansion. Like for example, the high court judge, in the court he is seen in a certain way. When he goes to the club, he is seen in another way. And when he goes home, he is seen in another way. The same person. In three different places, he is seen in three different ways. Like in the high court, he is judge. In the club, he is their friend. And at home, he is somebody's father, somebody's husband, somebody's son, somebody's brother, and so forth. But the same person. So similarly, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he expands. These expansions are non-different from him. It's something like, you see, one sun expands into two suns. Then from that, four suns, 10 suns. But all the suns have the same power, giving the same amount of light and heat. Or in Brahma Samhita, there is another example. Just as one lamp lights many other lamps. When the lamps are lit, is there any difference between the lamps? No, they're giving out the same amount of light. So similarly, Krishna is the original lamp from whom all the other lamps have been lit. But they all have the same potency. They're the same person. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna is performing his pastimes in Vrindavan as Leela Purushottam, and Lord Ramchandra is performing his pastime in Ayodhya as Marjada Purushottam. He is establishing the principle of Dharma. Whereas Krishna is simply concerned about his own pastimes. He is not following Dharma. But he is pointing us, he is teaching us that following him is the Dharma. He doesn't have to perform Dharma, whereas Lord Ramchandra is performing the Dharma and teaching others as Marjada Purushottam. But with Lila Purushottam, he is attracting everybody to him through his pastimes, through his Leelas, and bringing them onto the platform of Dharma by making them surrender unto him. So that is the difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Ramchandra. Next question is from Rochit from Jaipur. Dandavat Pranam Guru Maharaj. I understand that doing a job is being a Shudra, but I want to put a situation of nearly all such people, especially from colleges as NIT, IIT, IIM. Many of the students passing here do not want to do a job, but many of them do not have equity. They can do business if they have that. So is it possible to bring a Vaishya without equity? To become a Vaishya without equity? How will have confidence? Well, you see, I believe by equity you meant capital. So, yes, nowadays to start a business you need a lot of investment, a lot of capital. But to become a real Vaishya, you don't really have to do that. Like, you can go to a village, although you may be an IIT or MIIM graduate, but you can go to a village and cultivate a piece of land and tend a few cows. That will need some investment, but not a very big investment. And then bring the milk to the city and sell it. You can do some farming and grow food and then bring it to the city and sell it. So by doing that, you have an independent occupation. You have plenty of time to chant your 64 rounds a day. And you'll have enough food to maintain your family, plus you'll have enough money to live peacefully. And the advantage is that you won't have to live in a big city like Jaipur, where house rent is 30,000 rupees a month, where your daily expenses or monthly maintenance expense is another 25,000 a month, and then for your maintaining your car and petrol takes another 10,000 rupees a month. So how much did it? 30, 40, and 25, 65, and children's education, another 25, and miscellaneous, 10,000. So you need 1 lakh rupees a month just to maintain you and your family. Where will that 1 lakh rupees come from? So, you have to work from morning till night. Morning till night, just to live in the city with your family. But now, just consider, you go to a village. If you are from a village, then that's wonderful. Do you have to pay any rent in the village? No. Do you need money, a lot of money to buy the food from the market? No. Do you need a lot of money to transport? No. So, you don't need 1 lakh rupees to live in a village. Maybe you need a little, and if you are an educated person and if you want to buy, or if you want to go back to the village and start your own enterprise in this way, cow protection and cultivation of land, the bank will give you money, if you are an educated person, to buy the land. Bank will lend you the money with a very little interest. So you can start your business in this way. And if you want further ideas, you can you can speak to me. Or you can write to me. My email address is bhakti.charu.swami@gmail.com. At gmail.com. So yes, I'll be very happy to discuss with you, Rochit. Like, what do you want ultimately? Do you want money or you want a happy life? Like, if you are running after happiness, then I will say, come to us and we will show you a life of perfect happiness. Yeah, okay. Okay, Rochit, so you can, Ganganaran Prabhu just pointed out that you are already connected to us and you are already writing to me. You are from Bhopal, but since you mentioned Jaipur, you are working in Jaipur. Okay, thank you, Rochit. I was very happy to hear this from you. Shampiari Dasi from in Ujjain, Radha Madan Mohan Temple, Bhakti Charu Swami's quarters. A recent question: when we do a job, can we put a tilak or not? You ask your employer whether he will mind if you put on tilak. It will be good. Prabhupada wanted the high court judges to wear tilak and go to the court.
But Guruji, they are happy. But Guruji, when we do some mistake, then they indirectly point that.
Therefore, make it a point not to make mistakes. it's a big step you're taking by going to your work wearing tilak. Yeah. This is from K. Anant, Bangalore. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavats and Pranam. Please answer this for my knowledge. Being under the shelter of one guru, is it okay to take diksha from another guru? If yes, what is the procedure? Being under the shelter of one guru, is it okay to take diksha from another guru? You see, the Shastra says that diksha guru is one, but shiksha guru can be many. So diksha guru means the guru who gives you the mantra that you meditate upon. So that is one. But then there is another consideration, that if the guru has not given you Krishna mantra, he has given you some other mantra, then in order to get Krishna mantra, you can accept another guru, even though you may be initiated by some guru. Because to get Krishna mantra is the ultimate goal of life. So to achieve that ultimate goal, yes, you should take diksha from a guru who will give you Krishna mantra. You have a question? Answered. Okay, so it's already quite late, 9:05. You have a question? Last question.
This question is not very much related to the class. Can I do it?
Listen.
Someone who has gone to the spiritual world, in the spiritual world, he may commit some mistake in terms of attitude or something.
In the spiritual world.
In the spiritual world. Does his guru or grand guru or great grand guru then gives him the protection that you are doing a mistake in the spiritual world?
My first response, my immediate response to your question is, don't speculate and don't ask me to speculate also. Right? Go back to Godhead and then you'll see yourself. Now you just try to go back. What will happen when you're in the spiritual sky, don't worry about it. Because you do not know, because you are not there, and I also do not know because I am not there. But generally, the gurus give protection. Yeah. For that you have to go to the spiritual world. If you are sincerely following the process, your spiritual master will give protection even in this world. What to speak of spiritual world. Thanks. Yeah, okay.
Guruji, you are explaining the growth rate of Muslims across the world, and if this rate continues, it can be a serious threat, because we know that in most of the Muslim dominated countries, ISKCON has not been able to preach much. So, since we don't have a big Kshatriya background as such, so what should be the
Well, in the Muslim countries, Krishna consciousness movement may not be allowed. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, you know, India was under the Muslim domination. But could this Muslim ruler stop Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So that shows, irrespective of the political and so-called religious situation, Krishna consciousness will prevail. And the thing is, another thing is, in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept any weapon. Krishna did not accept any weapon in this age. Although in other ages, he kills the demons with weapons. But in this age, he is not killing the demons with the weapons. He has a special way. And that is with Sankirtan. So the demons will be killed. Their demoniac propensities will be killed by the Sankirtan movement. So therefore, no need to take up a weapon and fight. Because once you start a fight in this age, there is no end to it. Another thing is that the fights, you know, when the fight is unfair, there's no point getting into that fight. You may want to fight, but somebody comes up with an AK-47. What are you going to do? Right? You may be a very powerful person yourself, but maybe the worst coward comes with an AK-47 and starts shooting at you. Therefore, in this age, you know, fighting has not been prescribed. Hari Bol, Gaur Premanande, Hari. Thank you, Rahul. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I'm sorry, Rupa Gaura. Rupa Gaura. Yeah, just so I want to tell everybody that Rahul has now been initiated by Radhanath Maharaj as Rupa Gaura Das.